Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is about creating a new educational system for kids in this world. We're going to go through what we've done and what we're working on, and our intention is that we may have a new system where kids are lit up and excited about learning. Right? That's all. So, before we begin, let's tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got, we do have an open house coming up January 14th at the Institute. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we put people on the sound table. We do a lot of heart opening sound meditations. You can make it over to Sausalito on January 14th, you'll get blessed out. Right. We also have our next certificate program in person starting January 17th, and it's half at the Institute, 3.5 months, and half online, 6 months. You could actually start the online portion January 9th. And, you know, I tell people, people are completely transformed in this program. And people are like, oh, yeah, right. Well, after the program, people are like, oh my God, babe, I'm completely different. Right? Because it really teaches you about you as a vibrational being. And really, the probably the coolest thing is it shows you where you are you. Because you learn your own frequency, you learn your own note, you learn how to release stuck emotions, you learn how the body works physiologically. You learn how to work with the brain and with binaural beats and brainwave entrainment. And you learn how to do treatments on other people and help them. It's really effective. We also have the online version that starts every 2 weeks, but you can start January 9th. It works really well. I have a lot of people in the online program. And it's 6 months, and it's about how to, same thing, about to how to really do this work. Because we're a vocational school, we have to place like 70% of our people. So that's coming right up. And then we've got our recording program that's going to start again March 5th. I wrote the number one selling book, not only in sound healing, but also in audio recording and audio producing, called The Art of Mixing and Art of Producing. So we have a really unique perspective on how to do audio recording to light people up in a really profound way. And you can use any digital audio workstation, whether it's Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Ableton Live. And again, that starts March 5th, and it's 1 day a week, and it's about recording, mixing, and producing. We also have our voice analysis software that we sell. We've got another training coming up in February, and we also do treatments where we can find out exactly what notes are missing in your voice and then help you get those notes back in by giving you CDs in those keys. And then you do toning any vowel to get that note back in there into your voice and get a nice balance and get healthy again. We also have our brainwave assessment kit where we give you where we actually play 12 notes and 12 rhythms to see which ones make you the most peaceful, calm, and still. And then we give you CDs tuned to your brain in the key of you, which is really cool, really effective for depression, anxiety, PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, also good for autism and dementia. We're testing all of the dementia patients or participants, they call them, at the Dementia Center we're working with in Napa. But you can actually buy this whole kit and do treatments and find other people's notes and make a living out of it as well. So we have that. We've got, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find the four main things we do. We've got the Institute with the different certificate programs. We've got our sound healing certificate program that I just mentioned, but we also have an advanced certificate program. And we also have some classes that you could take individually. We have an acupuncture class for Tuning Fork coming up starting January 8th, and also an advanced Tuning Fork class coming up as well. Those are on Monday and Wednesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. And then we have the recording program on there as well, if you go to that website. We also have our store with over 400 products and technologies. We've got music, over 100 CDs. We've got my books. We've got videos that will get you blessed out. We've got vibroacoustics. We've got sound lounges and sound tables that will vibrate you into amazing bliss and get rid of a wide range of pain. We also have bass belts and pillows and dolphins. We have even have a sound vibrating love seat now that you can sit and work while being vibrated. It's really, really powerful. And we've also got, of course, crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and tuning forks and just all types of sound healing instruments. And you can find that at you could go to here to Sound Healing Center, but you could go directly there by soundoflove.com. We also have our Sound Therapy Center where we have the brainwave and voice analysis that I mentioned, but we also do treatments here where we do a full range of voice and crystal bowls on you while on the sound lounge as well. And we also do massage while on the sound lounge. So you can check out all our treatments there. And we're about to launch the online Sound Treatment Center. It's at soundtreatmentcenter.com. We're going to finally launch on January 11th, 1/11. Okay. And we've got a wide range of practitioners ready to go with the very best sound. We've got them all trained in how to mic everything. And we've got a compressor, so it sounds really good. And it's in stereo, so it's just the best quality sound. So you can cruise through and check out the different practitioners, and then we're going to be blasting off on January 11th. If you want to be a practitioner, you can also sign up, charge whatever you want, and we'll provide people to give you sessions on. Okay. That's soundtreatmentcenter.com. We also have our Sound Healing Research Foundation. You can find over 1,000 papers. You can also find information on the Medical Sound Association, where we have very detailed treatment plans for all different issues. And we have bi-monthly meetings with over 900 doctors and sound therapists signed up now. So you can sign up there for free at medicalsoundassociation.com. And then we've got our Sound Education Association. And that's what we're talking about today. It was about 7 years ago that we got a grant to take our entire curriculum into two Montessori schools. And we've now spent those 7 years designing over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. All based on the books on brain development for kids at different age groups. And so all the exercises we have developed have references based on the books and the research done in the field as to exactly what that exercise is doing for the child. So it's really well backed up. We've got a full range of different objectives that we've identified that we actually do in this class, in the classes. And we've got a full range of purposes. So let me just give you a few examples of overall connection with presence, focused attention and presence with the child, sounds, movements, and reactions. These are the actual quotes from the books, right? They help establish a basis of attachment and bonding that aids in the development of peace, awareness, emotional intelligence, self-confidence, and social connectedness. So we've got all these different purposes and assumptions with details as to actually what they're doing. So these are the details that are actually attached to each one of the actual exercises, right? And so the overall perspective is overall connection, emotional connection, mental connection, physical and spiritual connection, which includes nature, and sensory refinement, which is really good for the important for the young ones. Really have them learn different aspects of auditory awareness, temporal awareness, and then start differentiating between different sounds, different frequencies, different pitches, different volumes, a full range of details so that they develop their auditory and visual awareness in a very healthy way. Right? So we also have now over 500 exercises that are ready to go that you can download for different age groups. So, we have them in different tracks. So we have a track of physics of vibration. So the kids start by learning about different sounds and different timbres, then they learn about waveform. And then they later learn about the physics of geometry. And then they learn about the physics of the universe in quantum physics. So they have a very specific track from 3 months all the way up to 18 years that is really well defined based on the way the world works based on vibration. And that would be not only just sound, electromagnetics, light, and even scalar waves in the quantum field, right, which is really well defined in quantum physics, the whole world of quantum physics. I mean, really, we are vibration at the most basic level of reality, scientifically proven. We are vibration. So when you understand the universe based on vibration, it gives you a key to be able to transform yourself and the world. And then we go through different instrument sounds as a way of understanding different cultures and also just being able to play all different instruments. It's not about being a good musician. It's about getting everybody to be able to play instead of people thinking or kids thinking, oh, she's a good musician, I'm not. Or she's a good singer, I'm not really a good singer. Well, can you do this vowel? Ooh, yeah. And can you do this vowel? Ooh, you're already singing, right? And so it's all about learning different instrument sounds. For the young ones, it's about learning different sounds to create and not only sounds, but frequencies and music from different cultures to create as wide a range of neural pathways in the brain as possible before they start getting trimmed, which is what the brain does after a few years. Okay. So then we teach music as a way of understanding the universe. It's all about flow systems, really. And that's in nature and in the body. It's also in relationships. It's about having a flow between not only your emotions, but the emotions of others flowing and with no blockages, right? It's all about flow mentally, which means focus. It's all about flow physically, which is all what health is. The definition of health is flow without blockages. And it's even flow in nature, right? I mean, a flowing ecosystem is a healthy ecosystem. And then we go through sacred geometry where we start with numbers and go through all the different patterns that can be found in nature. The kids are even bringing in different things from nature and putting in boxes to learn all the different patterns. There's like 11 archetypal patterns that our main instructor has identified. And then we talk about those patterns in the body. So they learn the Fibonacci and golden mean. So now they're learning geometry based on nature, which has much more applicability. So it makes much more sense. But the most important part, I think, is the emotional expression. Being able to make the sound of how they feel, to be able to express themselves freely, and to be able to even do the sound of love. Right? So all of these are progressive from 3 months all the way up to 18 years in detail. We've got them mapped out. Again, 2,500 exercises. But what we're doing is much more. Now, what we're looking at, let me show you our proposal here. What we're looking at is creating an entire curriculum. Let's see, where do we go here? Academy. Oh, it looks like it's disappeared. I gotta go find it again. Okay. We're creating an entire curriculum for kids throughout the world. It's not just physics and music and instruments and geometry and expression. We're talking about history, chemistry, biology. We're talking all the different aspects that are taught in school now. So here's the plan. Before we get into it, though, let me tell you, here's the problem. The problem is, biggest problem right now is that classrooms are chaotic, especially in public schools. I mean, they are violent. In fact, with COVID, it's gotten to be a complete mess. Teachers are dropping out drastically. There's many schools that cannot find enough teachers now. And so this is all about bringing a stable, consistent, peaceful vibration into the school. But by doing that, they're learning about vibration. So it's not just, let's just get you calm. Let's like learn how to do it and how to help others to do it and how to actually get the world peaceful, right? So it's really an understanding of how peace and just how the whole universe works, right? So the big problem also is in language and literacy and math, that it's really, they found that the if they don't, if kids don't come in able to read or even do math by the age of two, they're not going to be able to do it when they graduate very well. And that's science, that the testing has shown exactly this. The Lynn Fielding that we've been working with used to be on the board of the main testing company for the United States for all schools. And so the trick is to actually start them younger. So we're actually now developing a curriculum for kids in utero, and then for age one and two and three, all the way up to kindergarten. So they've got this peaceful, stable vibration, and the parents are getting peaceful and stable and consistent, right? Because they're doing it along with the kids. So that by the time they get to school, they are really open and ready to go and have much less emotional issues and mental issues as well. And there's good science that shows this is well proven, that when you get a stable, consistent rhythm and also even stable, consistent tones, whether with the voice or with instrument, that it creates this peace and stillness that's really good socially and emotionally. We also know that, I mean, there's just so much disruption in the classroom right now. So that's really the main thing. So those are some of the main problems. But there's all these stressors. I mean, God, you know, there's so much. I mean, one of the biggest stressors is homework. I mean, they found that the kids are getting stressed out by not being able to do their homework. And then they don't sleep well, and then they come to school. Now they got ADHD because they didn't sleep well, and then they put them on drugs. I mean, it's crazy, right? So it's really just a matter of creating exercises that the kids love, that the kids love. So all of this is based on all of our everything we've done at the school, but we've also studied all the work from Maria Montessori for the Montessori schools and the basic precepts of what they base it on. And really, the main aspect of Montessori is connection to self, connection to others, and connection to spirit, which is really what we talk about as nature, connection to nature. Okay? So the benefits are more peaceful and happy educational environment. That's the most important right there. Expanded literacy with an enjoyable process. I mean, we've even got exercises where we can actually, we do different vowels and consonants from when they're two and, I mean, even when they're babies, but once they can actually make sound around two or three, they're making sound doing different consonants and vowels like ba, ta, ka, la, ba, da, ka, la. And then they start learning rhythms with those. Ba, da, ka, la, ba, ka, la, da, ba, ka, la, da. And we do body percussion with that. Ba, ka, la, da, pa, ka, la, da, pa, ka, la, da. So they start learning flow, smooth flow, melodic flow, right? Which is exactly what you need when reading. Reading is a song. It's like every, when we speak and when we read, we're here, we're actually singing. It's like the girl went over the hill, right? The girl went over the hill. So it's all about getting smooth flow while reading so that it's flowing and now you can sink into the meaning behind the words. If the words aren't flowing, you get stuck in the actual song. It's kind of jumpy. It's not really smooth, a smooth flow. It's stressful. It's kind of, the girl went over the hill, and it's hard to get the meaning because there's no flow. So that's one thing we're doing. But here's another one, math that's applicable. I still don't have a clue why I learned the math that I learned in school, right? Other than to get my brain to think logically, right? That was the only thing, right? And a lot of people, I mean, it just freaked them out. I mean, a lot of people are traumatized from their math class, right? We should have math that's based on nature. And not only does it make it more applicable, I mean, more real, but also the math of nature is what makes technologies work the best. Not only that, it's what makes a business flow. It's like when you look at the flow systems and the way things work together in ecosystems, it's exactly how a business can be put together so that everybody has their part and there's a flow between all the different components within the business. So we're talking about math that is applicable. I mean, and it's not, and we're not talking simple math. I mean, Fibonacci, golden mean, the way a wave curls over. I mean, this is really complex math. I mean, this and the way, you know, even the way that a bird flies. I mean, this is very complex math. And, you know, this is how they actually learn to create an airplane in the first place, right? So we're talking about math that's based on nature that's applicable. We're also talking about physical health. I mean, it's so important that the kids aren't stressed out, right? And that makes them more physically healthy. But when they understand what makes them healthy, then based on vibration, that is even better. And then, as we talked about, emotional health and healthy relationships, probably the most important of all. I mean, to be able to be emotionally able to express yourself so you're not afraid to express yourself, to be able to speak your truth, right? And to be able to work with other people emotionally so you don't get into emotional issues with other people. And this is so important. It's that the basic aspect that schools are now addressing, which is the social emotional aspect. expanded creativity. We're talking about being able to do all different types of sounds and body percussion and all just a full range of things that and every step of the way we provide creative outlets to be able to do it. I mean, we have it so you can look at all the different aspects of every vowel and every consonant there is and every body part. And then you can do body percussion with all the different vowels and body parts, and then do it in groups where you're doing it creatively. You know, we can have one person create a rhythm, and then another person does a rhythm on top of that. And you do a whole circle of different rhythms. It's a, what Bobby McFerrin does. It's very, very cool, called Circle Song, right? And then you can also, when you learn geometry, now what we're talking about is the underlying geometry of all art, right? When you get this down, now you've got the components to create the most beautiful artistic, I mean, the most incredible art out there is based on golden mean and Fibonacci, right? And so it's really learning the basic components, like the frequency components that build all the beautiful art, whether and we're not just talking geometry, but also the art within music as well. But here's one of the probably the most important of all, and that's a lifelong excitement for learning. All of the exercises, all 2,500 exercises we're doing, and I'll show you in a minute, are a blast. Are a blast. I mean, the classes with the kids we've been doing, they're just like, oh my God, this is so much fun. And that's the way it should be. You can have very serious learning that's fun. It's a little harder to create exercises that way, but that's the way it's got to be done. That's the energy that carries it through. So no kid is ever scared of not having the right answer, right? Of being wrong. Every kid is excited about the next opportunity to learn something more. No child left behind. I mean, right now, 25% of kids in school are labeled failure. And this should be illegal. Didn't pass the test. So, that leads to drugs, violence. It leads to therapy for the rest of the life. They are labeled a failure. You can't go to college, can't do this because you failed the test. This is wrong. What we should be doing is going, oh, let's give a test and see what your gift is. The test is to figure out your gift. That's what the test should be. And if when anybody isn't good at this, okay, let's do this. So there are no failures. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. It's so wrong the way the system is set up. The whole system in school is set up for competition, and it makes it so there's failures. There should not be this competition. It should be all working together. Everybody has their part. Finding the greatest potential. And a lot about finding greatest potential is being able to have projects that make a difference in the world. There's a lot of companies that are now doing this. There's a company called Stone Soup that's doing some really cool work where they have just, how to help the world with global warming. And there's other schools. I know another school that's doing major projects to help the planet. So everybody gets to actually do something that makes a difference. And then you get that feeling of, oh my God, I'm really helping out. We all want to help in our deepest well-being. So that's about finding the purpose in life, right? So this curriculum goes through each one of these benefits in detail. And we have it mapped out at every step of the way when these benefits are actually being addressed. Okay. So from here, what we're now planning is a three-stage process to bring this curriculum into the world. First of all, what we're in this process, the first step is to develop a new curriculum. So when we say develop a new curriculum, that's where we're going to get a whole think tank, probably 3 to 5 administrators, and then others that will come in and bring in ideas from Waldorf, from all the different school systems that are out there. There's some cool school systems throughout the world, right? There's some really good ones in Denmark. And so we're going to do a deep dive into all the different systems, educational systems around the world. And then we're going to take what we've already done, which is only, 5 different subjects compared to the 15 subjects that are taught in school. And we're going to develop the entire curriculum with the core aspect, the core thread of vibration as the basis of all reality. So that will be through it. And again, that expands out into not just physics, but also into relationships, into the way the brain works, into focus, into all aspects of learning. So that's going to be like 3 to 5 years or almost 2 years just to develop that curriculum. That's our first step. The next step is to finish, at the same time, we're going to finish the exercises that we have. Again, we've got the 2,500 exercises, but we'll only have 500 of them that are completely written up. So we'll finish those as well and add them into the curriculum. And then we'll do some initial research and proving. The main thing we're going to be proving is how peace creates a healthier child emotionally and also physically, but also creates more focus and mental capacity as well. And it's obvious, but we're going to prove it. We're going to do actual clinical research that shows that this peace and stability is good for you at all levels of reality, especially in your physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual being, right? Because that's what we're going to be doing. And this is so we can show later as we develop these, as we implement these curriculums, we can show how effective they are. And that's really important to be able to get it into the mainstream. Now, Lynn Fielding that I mentioned, Lynn actually was again on the board of the testing company, and he had a curriculum for reading that he brought into schools around the world, actually not around the world, in the US, and was really successful over 30 years. And he tracked every single aspect and showed that they went from 30% reading capability up to 90%, and with actual data. And so he's showing us how to track everything we do, especially around peace. And then we've got all the promotional materials we'll be developing. We're going to have books for the parents, right? On how to work with kids in utero all the way up to kindergarten. We're going to have a website, we'll have a brochure, and then we're going to have videos. We're going to create the videos for the kids and also for the parents as well. And then, so that's like the first couple of years. The next stage is to start getting it out there. First thing we're going to do is create a curriculum video. And this video is going to be high tech. We're talking really cool animations, and it's going to be the main prototype of each curriculum for each age group on video. So we'll have the best of curriculum with really cool visuals and animation and graphics and such that can be used, can be on PBS, but it can also be used within the schools as a full curriculum online even, or it could, they could just take any bits and pieces. We'll just put it out there and anybody can use the bits and pieces for the any part of it. So they can take any little part they want or take the whole thing, right? It's totally up to the schools around the world, right? And then the people we're working with also are looking at are working with Sesame Street. So we're looking at doing a Sesame Street version with sound, Sesame Street sound. Okay, but also we're going to be going direct to the parents. We're going to be doing a whole marketing thing with the books and the video series for the parents themselves, besides getting it into schools. Stage three, which is about 5 years down the line, we're now going to start implementing these in schools. And here's the plan. The plan is to actually create private schools in about 30 countries. We'll start in the U.S. We'll start with a template school right here in Sausalito. And we're going to implement the curriculum that we've just been talking about in detail, right? And we're going to track it for 3 years with the tracking that Lynn knows how to do. And then we're going to go to the governments and say, look how effective this is. You should really put this in all of your schools. That's the overall plan. Also, we're going to be implementing it in the U.S. exactly the way Lynn did. He got it into all the schools in major cities throughout the U.S. by getting into smaller schools, showing how effective it is, and then it will creep into the larger city schools. Okay. So this is the plan. If you know anybody that wants to help fund this, we've already got, looks like we've got full funding, but we could always use more funding. But most importantly, anybody that might be interested in helping, right? Anybody that's an administrator or somebody that's been working with curriculums in a big way, so we can actually put the whole think tank group together to develop this curriculum. So that's all. We're talking about if we can change the curriculum for kids, there's nothing that will change the world more than that. Because those kids are not only going to be lit up, they're going to go out and light up others throughout their life. We're talking major transformation. Let me show you some of these kids that we've been working with. So we did online classes with the kids. And the first thing we start with is emotional expression. So, you know, but if you go to kids, even kids, and say, make the sound of how you're feeling, they look at you like you got two heads. So we had to do a little work. We did the call and response, got them to make silly sounds and fun sounds. In fact, let's see. So if we can show you them actually doing gibberish. Okay, so here we got gibberish. Okay, so here's the kids in the class doing gibberish.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Haley, do you want to join?
Right? Because the whole trick is to get them to the point where they're not afraid to express themselves. I mean, these kids, after 3 months of classes here, they're never going to be afraid of expressing themselves the rest of their life. I mean, this is major. And then to be able to speak your truth, right, is what we're talking about. It's so, so important. So then we work with, there's another aspect where we actually have them, well, let's actually go to more emotional here. So here's them working with different emotions that with different emojis. Check this out.
Okay. So here's excitement. Excitement. Let's make the sound of excitement. Okay. Okay. Here we have happiness. It's like. Okay. Uh oh. Okay, here we have sadness. It's okay to feel however you're feeling. Right? Uh-oh, guilt. Did something bad. Did something bad. Oops. Oops. And got caught. Got caught doing something bad. Oops. Oopsie daisy. Oopsie daisy. Okay. Balance. Oh, there's, I don't know if there's a sound for balance. You can put your arms out and go. Okay. Uncertainty. I don't really know. I don't really know. Right. Oh, we're cool. We bad. Cool. We cool. Cool. Right? Okay. Yeah. Anger. Uh oh. Watch out. Rawr. Okay, frustration.
It's so cool because, you know, they become emotionally intelligent, right? So they're not afraid. I mean, the worst thing of all is to have your emotions completely stopped up where you can't express them, right? And then you learn to work with them and control the emotions is where it goes. Okay, so let me now show you another aspect where they're actually learning to do different pitches. Okay, let's see, 10, 15, right about here. Okay, check this out.
Can you give me an example of a high pitch? Can everybody do the high pitch? That's good. Krista can really get up there. That's good. And then give me a low pitch note. Ooh. Oh. That's good.
Let's
follow
Kaylee, though.
So, again, we work with different pitches, different frequencies, until we get more and more refined with not only pitches, frequencies, but volume and much more refinement of the hearing and also of my visual. Oh, my God. So there's another thing that we did that's really fun, and that is Jackie got a cymatic plate. So check this out. Let's see, 13, 54. Okay, so this is, she set it up in the online class so the kids could actually tone into the actual plate and see their voice create different patterns in the sound. So check this out.
Everybody stop for one sec. We're going to take a deep breath, and on the count of three, we'll start all at the same time. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
look at that. That is so cool. All your voices just made that pattern. Isn't that awesome?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see what pitch that was. Hold on.
I mean, it's like they're just so happy and so excited to see something like that. Now, we found that if you make white noise, it actually clears the pattern. So here's an example of them actually clearing one of the patterns.
Okay, ready? Deep breath on the count of three. Oh, one, two.
They're doing it first. They're going to make another one, then they'll clear it.
Three. Awesome, you guys.
My kitty is looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, my dogs are looking at me like I've lost my mind. Like I'm somewhere over the rainbow. Okay, let me check our time. All right, we're at 11:45. So there's a couple things. I wanted to get further with that, but I think what we can do is play with that more on Friday when I see you guys again, because there's two more things I want to show you that are super cool, and it's going to be sort of along the same lines of what we're going to do in the next class. So first, I think we should clear the plate one more time so we don't leave it sitting here, right? So on the count of three, one, two, three. Oh, I love it. Okay, so let me get my.
It's like that. Again, learning should be a blast, right? And so after doing this, I'm like, okay, did you know that when you, first of all, I said, you know, it's like magic. This is like magic. Your voice is actually creating and changing matter, right? And then I said, did you know that each time you make a sound, it actually creates a little pattern like this in each water droplet in your body and the other person's body? And they're like, whoa, right? And I showed them the different cymatic patterns, right? And then I go, so you got to be careful, because the energy and the sound you make is affecting people in the water droplets of their body. And they're like, whoa, whoa, right? So cool, so important. Okay, and then we got, let's see, let me show you this one where they're doing, actually, let's do the sound of love. Okay, so we'll go to this one with Ronnie Rainbow. Okay. So this one, Ronnie Rainbow's in the UK. So this one, they're doing the sound of love. Check this out.
Shine, shine. Are you ready? Let's give sound of love out to the rest of the world. Ooh, send your light out. Wow. Oh, that was lovely. Give yourselves a clap. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Now, that's going to make a really big difference. Well done.
That's cool. But here, oh my God, I remember the day that Krissa, who's down here, Krissa said, can I do the sound of love? And so let me show you when she did that in the beginning. Yeah. So this is 1956. Okay, check this out.
It's okay, let's do a sound of love for us, Krissa.
So Krissa is doing that in this class, right? And then last year, Chris's mom was in my class for the Shift Network, and I had 500 adults in the class. And there was Krissa with her mom in the class. And I'm like, Krissa, can you do the Sound of Love and lead 500 adults? And Krissa's like, oh, yeah. And, of course, this is like one of the first classes, so the adults were still scared to make sound. And Krissa does the Sound of Love and leads 500 people in the Sound of Love, 500 adults. Oh, my God, right? I mean, she's going to – unbelievable, unbelievable. Let me go to one more where they do the Sound of Goodbye. This is 13, 53, 16. Check this out. Okay.
You guys were awesome. Your voices made all those beautiful patterns. It was so cool to see. Good voices. You guys have any questions about anything or how it works? What I can do also is at the end of class on Friday, I can put together a little document that we can email out to you guys, and I can give you all the instructions on how to do this stuff at home, because it's really fun to play with.
Cool.
I got stuck playing with it for about 4 hours last night with my voice.
Oh, I have to show. I can't show you, but Jackie actually got a device that uses sound to levitate little pieces of felt, and she actually showed it in the class where the sound was levitating things, and then talked about, you know, ancient levitation and stuff. It was really, really cool.
All right, you guys. Anything else? David, anything else?
Hug.
Okay. Sound hug. And remember, if you're feeling stuck and you need to change the pattern, go 1, 2, 3. I love it.
So this is just an example of, you know, the sound part. I mean, we're doing a whole bunch with body percussion, like ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Right. Full range, and we do body percussion in 5 parts on the body. We're actually, and then we show a flower with 5 petals. And then we do body percussion on 8 parts on the body. Right. And then we show a flower with 8 petals. And we go, you know, most flowers are 3, 5, and 8 petals. And the spirals on a pine cone, they're 3, 5, 8, and 13. It's like, this is called the Fibonacci. And then they go out in nature and bring in things, and they find the spirals themselves. And we show the spirals in the galaxies and such. And then we even measure the Fibonacci, the 1.618, within each part of the body, right? So that they actually get to measure and see this golden mean in their own body. These kids will never, ever see anything in nature the same, because they're going to be seeing patterns everywhere. And what's cool about patterns is it's the left brain doesn't do patterns well. It's too complex, too much information. The right brain is what deals with patterns. And that's the creative side. So you can actually start working in both sides of the brain, where we're doing the analytical part and also the creative pattern part as well, which when you work with the two together, that's where creativity ensues, because now you're taking the left brain and manipulating the pattern world, so to speak. We're talking about kids that are lit up, right? And learning about the basis of reality, which is vibration, throughout the whole way. I can imagine a kid going through this whole curriculum from utero all the way up to 18 years. They're going to be drastically different. They're going to be connected to nature, connected to their own body, connected to others without fear, and connected to the whole universe, right? And then one day we'll slip in spirit, but that's down the line. Cool. So we're talking a complete transformation in our educational system, in all aspects. No kids failing anymore. Everybody has their place. No kid scared of not having the right answer. Every kid excited for the next opportunity to learn more. And teaching the rest of the world how to be at peace and still, no matter what. No matter what's going on, peaceful and still, which ultimately will create peace on earth. Hold that energy and intention for the rest of the evening, rest of the week, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. May it be so. Thanks for listening. Take care.